That is a good opening. I love it. Nothing like a little banjo music. So, hey everyone, welcome to the PRQ Homesteading Expanded Show, December 6, 2025. So, today our topic, and I'm not even scripting here, this is actually me, okay? Just so you know, Shane. So, today's topic will be what is homesteading? So, we kind of felt like just from what we've been hearing from the subscribers and just people that we speak with that are still new to the homesteading thing. So we kind of felt from our hearts that it would be nice to kind of do a little review. And I think maybe that's where we're going to go through the month of December because I'm just feeling inspired. How about you, Shane?
I love it. I love it. Thank you for
Yeah.
having me.
Always, always, you and I. Partners together in the homesteading process. We love it. Okay, so before we get started, I have a disclaimer. Before we begin, we want to remind everyone that we're fellow students on this path, sharing our own research, our experiences, and our discoveries with all of you. So nothing we offer is advice or instruction. It's simply what we've learned along our path. From our own personal experiences. And that's why we have this show so that you guys can call in and share your experiences. So please, before you explore these topics, explore them with care, respect, and your own discernment for your safety and for the integrity of the land. Never enter private property without permission. You hear that, Shane? No jumping fences. Every
I hear you.
listener, so every listener is responsible for their own choices and actions. This is what we call free will. So we trust you to walk this path in wisdom, honor, and good faith. Okay, Shane, you want to add anything to that?
No, I think you hit it right, the nail on the head. I think we're all sharing our experiences as we go through our own realities that we all create instantly right now. And I think The homesteading process was created so that we could pull ourselves and remove ourselves from the system. And it's how we see to see how the homesteading process removed the noise from us so that we could see, we could find who we are, what we are, and that we are of spirit first before we are of humans. And once we change that mindset of worry and remove worry from your factor, remove anything from your reality for an extended period of time, you start to tap into the source energy that we all are, beautiful beings of light. So, but during this process, we do go through the shedding stages and experiences of this reality that keeps us anchored here. So when we share our experiences, it's just through an experience, and we realize it's an experience, and we use these moments of clarity that we experience. Sometimes we feel like they're bad, but in reality, at some point, after you do enough shedding, you lose the emotional attachments of the third dimensional reality, and you can always stay in a level higher conscious awareness, and you realize that it's put there to teach you how to do that. But that's my reality, and that's what I share.
Well said, well said. And I second that 100%. So just so all of you know, this platform that we have here, it's yours. It's yours to share with us experiences, as I said earlier, challenges, your successes. And so we have caller lines today for all of you to call in and do that. And so for the local area, the number is 888-627 6008. And for out of the country, and I'm calling on you, Du Christian. I know you can hear me. The number is 323 744 4831. Give us a call. Share your stories, or excuse me, share your experiences, your challenges, your successes. And for those of you, and I'm getting lots of emails, and I so enjoy collaborating with you. That do not want to call in, you can send an email to prqhomestead13@gmail.com with any questions. You can also subscribe to the channel. The subscriptions start out at $2.99. We are also going to be starting something new. We have a donation button on our show page, and we're going to raise funds. So if anyone wants to make a donation to the station, whatever we get from those donations, we're going to create a fund for those that are in need, that are out there, that are having struggles. And we can share the finance burden, take it away for them by doing this small deed, even if it's a couple dollars here and there. So feel free to donate. And that's something that I feel very heartfelt about, because I've come across a few people that are struggling right now, and I do my best to help. And I thought this would be another great way to assist people in their struggles. So, on that note, shout out to all the subscribers. Love your emails. Keep them coming. We love to hear the feedback. Love all of you so much. Right, Shane?
Oh yeah, we love everyone, all beings of light.
Absolutely, because we're all one. There's no doubt about that. So I just want to do a quick recap on last week's caller. There was a question about the index number and the filing motion for dismissal in regard to my particular situation. And so I wanted to clarify, because at the time I said I found the index number, but I know now, I know exactly where I got it from. I didn't remember then, because as you guys know, we don't remember the past, okay? We have to look it up or try to find something with that information in it. So, where I got my index number was actually from the lawyers that are representing the mortgage companies. So, when we decided to do this file for dismissal, we needed a case number, so I reached out to him. Now, I'm not a lawyer, I don't know this stuff, but I'm learning as I go, and that's what makes this a beautiful experience for me. Even though some of the stuff, I don't want to do, but sometimes fear can be that little bit of push. And I won't say fear, but fear of the unknown. So I procrastinate when there's things that I don't know. But I got to remember that when you take that step into the unknown, this is where the excitement comes in because of what's going to happen from that journey. So remember that. And sometimes we forget that. I sure as heck do. Like this past week, I had a situation like that. But anyway, back to what we were talking about. The index number is kind of like the case number, and I just want to clarify the differences. So for the case number, I do believe it is interchangeability is how it's a little different from the index. So in practice, the terms are frequently used synonymously, especially in everyday legal discussions, as they both ultimately identify and track a case. However, case number is more universal, while index number is jurisdiction specific, prominent in New York and less common elsewhere. Okay, so just wanted to share that. So that's how we all learn. Context matters. Always check the specific court rules or glossary, as numbering systems can vary. For instance, some co courts use case numbers or cause numbers instead, which might focus on individual claims within a larger case. So, if this relates to non-legal field like databases or statistics, it can also be called an index number, which could mean a reference in an ordered list. While case number might not apply, clarify the text for more precision. So that's a little overview of it. I mean, you can go deeper into the differences and get examples and so forth. So I just wanted to clarify that because when I did that, I didn't know what I was doing, but you find ways to figure out how to defend yourself. And not being a lawyer, I have to do the research, and people come into my life that share their knowledge, and we put things together, and this is how we learn. Okay, so that's all clarified. Now, the next question that they have, I just want to, okay, lawyers to ask case number. All right, going up. Okay, so then he went, or the caller said that we filed prematurely. So I want to say he is correct on that. But at the time, we did not know that. Now, I did not, he said, I did not get far enough in the process, but here's the thing. The process that I was in was pre-auction. I was trying to stop the auction, and I can't remember why, but I think it had something to do with the sheriff. And I don't remember. I didn't go deep into trying to find that out because it's all in the past and it's really not relevant right now. So I just wanted to share that. So that's how I got to where I was in regard to the motion to dismiss. So I did follow the process, exactly what Q said to do to defend ourselves. But he said a lot of things, and there's a lot of things he didn't say. And there's a reason for that, because he wanted us to learn it ourselves. Okay. That's my perception anyway. So, okay. So then the process. And then the next one is when Tina said that that I initiated the motion for, or that I would have to initiate it. So he is right about that. But when he quoted the MCL 600.3201 at section, so all I'm going to say on that topic, because that is a very, very intense reading. This chapter does not apply to my particular situation because of the contract that I have with a particular servicer. All right, so it's not the same thing. So you can't go and say that this applies when it doesn't really in some situations. Okay, and then moving on to the next question. Okay. So he also goes on to say, Q taught us that all we need is original patent, our present deed, and when the time presents itself, motion for dismissal. Yes, he did. 100% agree with that. 100%. He also wanted to know why the Papal Bulls were relevant, the Torrens system, the Michigan Constitution foreclosure, etc., what it had to do with this, okay? And what it has to do, and the reason why we're bringing it forth, because it is topics that are interconnected with the U.S. homesteading history via the 1862 Homestead Act, which granted land patents after settlement and improvements. And so I'll go through them briefly. I don't want to get into this because, we got other stuff to cover in the show. But the reason why we brought the Papal Bull's Doctrine of Discovery is that it provided, excuse me, colonial justification for European and U.S. claims on native lands, enabling the public domain for homesteading patents. Okay? So there's a connection. It's historical. And for me to learn about the history of the land and the freedom that we are trying to create here, this resonates with me. I connect with it. I get even more connected with what I'm doing. So, and then he goes, I asked about the US Constitution. The US Constitution authorized Congress, Article, I think that's 6, Section 3, to dispose of federal lands directly, enabling the Homestead Act and property protections. And that is in the Fifth Amendment. Okay. The Torrens system, which we recently talked about, a post-homesteading title registration reform in some states to simplify ownership verification, building on patent deed chains to reduce fraud. So that was another certification process, which is still relevant. And I do believe about 8 or 9 states. Now, we named them, I think we talked about them last week or the week before. Don't quite remember, but we did talk about it. And how it affiliates with foreclosure? Well, the common risk for indebted homesteaders, state exemptions protected portions of the land, but mortgages could lead to loss despite patents. Okay? That's why foreclosures are part of this, because a lot of us have been through it or are going through it. And there are a lot of people that go through it. And this is really near and dear, because when what I found out about the system, I think of all those people that lost their houses. So I'm not going to get emotional on that, but that is definitely a connection to what we're doing here, to that list or to that person that called in. The UCCs, we need to know the UCCs. Those are really important, along with the bank definitions, modernizes secured transactions, liens on farm equipment affecting homestead assets, sales or debts post-patent. So yeah, another connection. This just isn't about getting a patent and a deed and filing. There's so much more to it. And when you do it, this is how you learn about it and how you discover what's really going on in the big picture. And then there's the Michigan Constitution. It includes homestead exemptions, excuse me, exemptions from creditors rooted in the 19th century settlement policies in key homesteading states like Michigan. Okay, so every state is different. That's not going to be the same. Every situation is going to be different. And then there's the other part of it, which is the bankruptcy. Some people can do this to save themselves from foreclosure, depending on when they do it. And again, every situation is different. So the federal laws from the Constitution allow debt relief for struggling homesteaders. So it's not just us here in the present day. It's for all homesteaders, including the past timelines. It halts foreclosures while preserving patent land where possible. So these are important terms to learn anytime you're doing anything. You need to learn everything before you take those steps. And then that makes you more knowledgeable and where you're headed. So the relevance beyond the patent deed, motion and dismiss. The patents and deeds establish title, but ownership isn't absolute. It's subject to taxes, debts, and laws. These elements from the full legal framework, ignoring them, I don't know that word, so I'm not even going to try to say it, can fail in court. As homesteading was embedded in evolving systems of governance, finance, and property rights for real disputes. For real disputes, depending on your knowledge, you probably would should consult law. I would go with a law counselor versus a lawyer because of the system that they learned, the black law. And you might find those good lawyers out there that really want to help you, but that's to your discretion. All right. So that being said, I just wanted to address that. Shane, you missed the show last week, so those were some of the topics. I don't know. Did you have a chance to listen to it?
I did not listen to it. No, I did not.
That's it. Go to your room. Go to your room right now. You are so grounded. That's okay. No worries. So you got to hear me address that. So, in your opinion, don't you think, well, don't you feel that even in your process when you went looking for your land, that there was a lot of things that you had to learn and things that you needed to understand in order to proceed to the next step? Would you say that is correct?
Well, yes, but you also have to understand, but the reality that I create for myself is a little different as a perspective goes. There are things that I do have to understand and take action on to do that is relative to the system. I do, that is true. However, I also stay in peace energy, and whenever there's something that I want energetically, I become one with that energetic, and then source puts someone in my path that knows how to do it perfectly, and I don't even have to deal with it. But
That's
that's just my reality.
I
And
like, sorry, go ahead.
yeah, now that's just how my reality that I create works. Whatever you're excited and passionate about is the timeline and reality that you create for yourself. And that's what this homesteading is really about, is to become aware of the power that we all hold within and the emotional attachments that we have to this third dimensional reality of energetic exchange, right? It's an energetic exchange. And when you can learn to become one with the energetic that you want, you see the beginning, you see the end. Now it's time for you to pull the energetics in the middle and see how fast it comes to you. So when you raise your frequency and you remove everything else out of your mind, this is just how I work now, out of my mind, and I focus purely on that, someone tends to come into my life that assists me with whatever I need help with in that moment. Now I do follow the guidance of Source daily because I stay one with Source. One with spirit,
You
with
know,
my spirit.
I have to say, I have experienced that in the last week, and we are being guided in everything that we do and anything that comes our way. And sometimes there's challenges, but it's kind of like Source pushing you, like get out there, stop procrastinating, do it. So we get challenges put in front of us. And for me, I procrastinate if it's something that I don't know because I don't really want to do it. But once I start doing it and I start understanding it, I get excited about it. And that is the benefit of going into the unknown, is the excitement of what's going to happen when you get through it or whatever it is that you're being led to. And
Can I ask you a question right there? So can
yeah.
you share an experience of what you were focused on this week that showed up in your reality instantly? And you're like, you know what? I just created that. I mean, I'm sure you have these aha moments, don't you? Where you know where you got your attention and your emotions fixed onto, and how we are creating our reality instantly with these emotional attachments to the reality that we're living in, good or bad. And I think once we learn to look at that as once you have that aha moment of, you know what? I've been focusing on that. Now that's showing up. Is it just that easy to create a positive outcome?
Sure it is.
Like in your scenario with what you're going through with the court systems and everything, I mean, is it just as easy if you see these moments and you see these experiences happening just that fast in our everyday walk, in your experience, what you're going through right now, could it just be as easy as you saying, okay, universe, I know this is an experience. Okay, source, this is just an experience for me to learn from and to see how I'm creating my reality instantly. Now I command my spirit to provide the outcome that I want right now, in the now, right now, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boom, and it's done. And you know it's done because you've gone through the experience of already creating these small experiences for yourself through emotional attachments to the situation you're in. This is what a timeline is. This is creating a timeline. So when we can shed all the timelines that we're attached to and then only focus on one at a time, we can change that outcome instantly. When you say source, I know this is just an experience to get closer to you. I want this to end now. Boom, it's done. You'll get a phone call by that afternoon. They'll say, you know what? Your case has been thrown out. The house is yours. We're done with it. We're no longer dealing with this. Right then, boom, you've grown a stronger connection with the creator, with source, with yourself, and you're realizing that you're creating all these. And then you start to develop this pattern recognition system of communication that is unique to your journey, your specific journey. That's why we can't help others. It's really important that we shouldn't give advice to others when they're on this journey. We can kind of share our experience. However, if we give an advice to someone that's in desperate need or someone that's seeking or someone that's lost and they attach to that belief system, in reality, we could manipulate the outcome of their reality by them just trying it. And that is a part of the experience that we're
Yep,
going through. And then, does that
100%.
make sense to you?
Yeah, because
So in reality, Robin, all you have to say is, you know what? I understand that this is just an experience. Let me get closer to you, source. I want it done now in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and boom, it's done. And by next week, you'll get to share an experience that'll help the entire world. How exciting would that be?
it is exciting, and I had that experience in the past week, and yesterday I brought myself into calmness and I just said everything is going to be absolutely wonderful today when I woke up because I had a deadline. And that was what my intent was for the day, that everything was going to go smoothly. The sun was going to come out, even though it was a short period, it did come out. And by the end of the day, I had everything completed. It went very smoothly. And I was in peace energy through the whole day. Unlike the day before, when we were,
Right.
yeah. So before I got to, I started worrying about the time frame. And when I woke up yesterday morning, I made an intent to just, or created the intent that it was going to be a smooth day. And that's exactly what it was. It was a perfect day. Everything went well. My experience was completed beautifully. And I'm looking
Right.
forward to the next one.
Yeah, and that's what's so beautiful about this journey that we're all on. Is this homesteading that we're doing here is just it's a part of the system that keeps us anchored into that third dimensional reality, which it can be fun to navigate through once you realize who and what you are and how powerful you are and how you can create the outcomes that you want immediately. And sharing those experiences is one thing. It's just like, for example, everything, and I'm starting to realize more and more and more, the more intention I put into helping people, the more action I take to do things that most people wouldn't do spontaneously because I'm being guided to do it. So much more awareness comes through, so much more remembering is what I like to say. So more remembering and knowing who I am and where I've been and my knowledge starts to come through me. Everything now I'm starting to realize everything is just an energetic, and everything that's fixated into this system that we're in, money or whatnot, money is just a title of limitations to an energetic that we create with the money. So once you understand that and you respect the energetics that money creates for other people, positive or good, you can then start creating energetics that flow to you that are affiliated with the givings of money, because a lot of people are fixated on what money is. Money is just a item of the third dimension reality. And once you start living in a higher conscious awareness in another duality, you can immediately raise your frequency to match the energetics of the experience that you want to give. And that stuff just flows to you energetically. But you're putting it out there, and you have to go through these steps, these experiences. Like right now, you are so excited about helping people understand how to navigate through the system and free themselves. So that's a reality that no one should mess with.
And
I
can I
should.
just interject on that? And the reason why is because our friend said to us, "All I want is for you guys to be free." Okay? And I remember when he said that. And when I say that, every time I say it, I feel it right here in my heart, free.
Right.
All right? And that's what this is all about. And I can't tell you how passionate I am about that, because we will all be free. It's coming, but it's not going to come while we sit here. We have to be part of the change, and that's what this radio station is part of the change. So
Right.
that's kind of where
No,
I'm at.
I know this is your reality, and I'm just here to support you on your path and be a part of this as best as I can, and kind of give it guidance and experiences and experience this with you in a positive way to help you with the outcomes of this reality of understanding who and what you are. Once you go through this experience, you're going to shed so much. At some point, you're going to be, it's just going to be beautiful. I don't want to tell you what it will be, because if I tell you what it may be, it may create the outcome that you receive. It's all about timelines. It's all about respecting other people's timelines and experiences. And there are a lot of people out there going through exactly what you're talking about right now, what you're going through, that you're helping people through in this moment. So don't let anything or anyone else slow you down from doing exactly what it is that you want to do. Yes, we want to homestead, but we're here right now because of where you started from in the homesteading process, and it's led to this for a reason. For a reason. And
We're
that reason is to
divinely,
help others.
we are
Huh?
divine, we are divinely guided.
That's
And
right.
that's
That's right.
exactly how we roll. So we're going to, Shane, I love you. Thank you so much for sharing that. Amazing. Okay, so we're going to do a couple of clips from the September 6th Homesteading Expanded Show, just to give the new listeners, and for those of you that weren't listening, because I do believe it was a little right towards the end of summer, so people were still outside doing a lot of boating and fishing and, mowing the lawn, whatever it may be. So we're going to just play a couple of clips from the first show, and then we're going to have a little discussion in between them. Now, I don't know if we'll get to all the clips, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Okay. So on that note, Thomas, can you roll the first clip? So welcome everyone once again to PRQ Homesteading, to all you new and returning homesteaders. We are so excited, so very excited to welcome you to this journey of our self-reliance, our freedom, and our connection to our land. I'm Robin, joined by my co-host Shane. Shane.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm sorry. How is everyone doing?
Shane's a little shy, but it's all good. It's all good. And together, we are your guides to modern homesteading. We're inspired by the bold vision of the Homestead Act of 1862 and the radio show that was before us, the PRQ Homestead. So, the homestead, for the new listeners, the Homestead Act granted 160 acres to those with the courage to claim and cultivate their own land. All right, so I just want to give you a little brief overview before we dive into navigating the BLM. So, building a life of independence was the purpose of it. That same spirit that drives us today, and at the PRQ Homesteading Expanded Show, we're embracing that legacy by sharing practical advice, inspiring stories, and building a community dedicated to sustainable self-sufficient living, no matter what it may be, whether you are homesteading your land, building communities, retreat centers, healing centers, or just farming, whatever it may be. This is the key to our freedom. This is one of the steps to many. So whether you're a veteran homesteader or just a beginner, to envision your own 160 acres, we're here to walk you through the homestead process step by step. So we're going to share our experiences along the way and hopefully hearing from others and their experiences, challenges, and successes. So this is your platform. We're sharing it with you. We want to bring the family back together and get every piece of information that we can so we can build this and grow it and become stronger as a collective. So from the initial steps of claiming and planning our land to breaking grounds, as I said earlier, for crops, off the grid systems, mastering food preservation, because we know what our food system is all about these days. So we'll detail the practical actions that we've taken that we are still taking to this day to achieve independence and freedom. So we would love to hear from you. So to share your experiences with the listeners, new and previous ones, please call in to the 1-888-627-6008. So expect candid conversations, actionable tips, and a tribute to the resilience of those original homesteaders. So wherever you're at, grab a cup of coffee like I have right here, or some homegrown herbal tea, whatever it may be, and let's start this homesteading adventure together. So welcome to the journey. Let's claim our freedom and make it thrive. Okay, all right. Boy, we were rusty back then, weren't we? But we got that the call-in numbers once again were repeated. So if anybody's listening, feel free to call in. So yeah, Shane, that was the beginning. That was our second show in, and that was prior to starting the steps, with the BLM. And on these clips, we're going to talk about your journey, in regard to finding your land at that time when you, I think you took off on a road trip for to a couple different places. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, I did. I went to Tennessee. I traveled all over spontaneously. It was fun. It was really fun. It was a good experience of
Yes.
just going.
And you do that a lot. So we're gonna the next clip we're gonna have Shane talk about his journey. So go ahead and get that one, Thomas.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you, Robin. And before we get started, I would like to talk about the inspirational part of this journey and the journey that we're on, and how I'm here to inspire you. You're here to inspire me, and we're here to inspire everyone else. And the key word here is inspire. So please, please, please remember that. Robin, do you mind if I go ahead and share the journey that I started on this week just out of the blue because I was inspired to
Absolutely. I
do it?
love it. Yeah, spontaneousness is always good. You know I like that. For it.
So this week I have led out on an adventure to I was inspired to go to different areas because the home that I live in now, last week we talked about me homesteading the home that I'm actually at now. When I kind of explained to you, I don't really feel energetically connected to the home that I'm in right now. However, it's a good starting point. So therefore my inspiration wasn't, I wasn't really inspired. I wasn't putting a lot of energy into it. So then all of a sudden I received a message from spirit. It's like, just go out and start looking, start navigating, start searching, and your energetics will be drawn to certain areas where you will find that forever home, that forever land that you can patent, that you can whatever you're inspired to do, what you know, if it's homesteading or if it's just the whole point of it is you're actually putting action into seeking your highest excitement on all levels of this journey of awareness and awakening. So I listened to your Awakening Way show, and it's very inspiring. The omnipresence, what you speak about now, and it's given me power, given me more horsepower to search and seek my highest inspirational guidance. And so I have been out. I've rode through Alabama. I rode in through Tennessee and through Georgia and all these areas, looking at farmland and looking at, horse farms and whatever it may be that gives me that peace of mind to so that I can start experiencing what nature offers us in the freedom of our highest inspiration, whatever we're guided to do. So I'm actually out seeking now, staying in hotel rooms, stepped out on blind faith because I was guided, and to have the courage to do something that the 3D system teaches us not to do, that the system says, oh, you can't do that because you're not responsible. Well, sometimes put the responsibility to the side and seek and see what happens. See how the magic happens. So with that, that's it's one of the reasons why we're here too. It's not just about the Homesteading Act. It's more about helping people seek that highest inspiration. And it's okay to step outside the guidelines sometimes and do what sometimes may feel uncomfortable at the time, but sometimes it ends up being amazing. And until you can feel that amazing energy that just runs through you, it's actually, it's very, very magical. And that's what we inspire, and if anybody else out there is witnessing this or experiencing this and they're on the edge of stepping out in faith and they got one foot here in and one foot out, sometimes just let go and see what happens. It's not the end of the world. Tomorrow's a new day. We only live in the moment, right? Right, Robin?
Exactly. All the time.
So with that, I'm going to read the declaration. Do you have any response to that? Would you like to
I think that's amazing. And you've inspired me to be more into the here and now and be more aware of the awareness and the messages that come forth. And it's opened up a whole new reality for me. And I feel like I'm in a different world now. It's just been amazing. So we inspire each other, and that's what makes us a good team. And I love that we have connected. So beautiful, just beautiful. Okay, so Shane, going back at that moment, whereabouts are you at in have you found your passion for or passionate place that you want to live, or where are you on your journey?
Well, on my journey, where I'm at is uniting and trying to connect with as many beings of light as I can, and allowing Source to guide me daily. The more I trust in the process, the more knowledge and wisdom comes to me through experiences by connecting with others. And I've come to realize that when I connect with other beings of light that are on the same journey, just our energetics physically, when we get around each other, it heals each other, and something activates within someone. If I speak on the phone with someone, our energetics, our harmonics, it increases another level of awareness, another level of excitement. And so when I get out and I start driving and I get to a certain place and I say, okay, Spirit, I'm going to go back home now. If you can't give me another sign. And then within 30 minutes, another sign comes to me of where I need to go. And if I need to go there, I go there. And when I go there, it's amazing. And because I trust in the process and because I'm putting action behind it, and meeting and trusting and staying in peace energy, it's more and more and more awareness and knowledge and remembering is coming in. And it's truly amazing. It's very exciting. And it's the energetics are just fantastic. And Robin, you helped connect me with so many beautiful beings of light. And my intentions are just to connect with. I mean, I think I listened to one of the Q shows on my drive here recently, and he says, yes, we do connect harmonically, but if we connect physically and actually touch each other, the energetic exchange will heal you instantly. It will bring in another level of awareness, and I'm trying to get around to everybody and try to hopefully I get to meet up with everyone at some point and maybe we can all get together. But
You go,
I
Luis
do
Suave.
Well, that's
I
not my intention, but it's like
like
I'm
inside
just
joke,
ins
inside joke.
no, I know, I know. I'm inspired to do it, and I'm not going to stop. So it's my passion, it's my guidance, it's the reality that I create. And
Beautiful.
because I put action and intention behind wanting to help others on this journey as a transition specialist and bring what I'm seeing is sources putting people in my path when they are ready to go to that next level of awareness. And they ask for it. And whenever they ask, I start seeing signs and symbols that someone's going to reach out to me, someone's going to connect with me. And I see a name repeatedly. And then eventually I just let it come full circle. And when it comes full circle, I know to act
Beautiful.
on it.
So
That's the.
go. Oh, sorry.
No, that's it.
It's beautiful how you navigate. And I love that you reach out to everyone. And but let's focus on you. Where in your heart do you most desire to be land-wise? Just share that. I would love to know.
I'm not going to put a limitation on myself.
Okay. So it could be anywhere.
Be anywhere, all, everywhere, all at one time.
Are you feeling like you might want to be somewhere else, or do you think the homestead that you're at, your house where you're pretty content?
No, I think traveling is going to be the key. I would love to homestead a nice farm or a nice area for people to come to remove themselves to. I would like to build a. I've gone over this with a few people. I've talked about this, and I've have opportunities coming my way that allow me to. I can see manifestation coming full circle.
Right.
I'm just going to
Beautiful.
leave it at that.
Beautiful.
Looks like we
Okay.
have a caller, Kenna from Oklahoma on line one.
Kenna. I love Kenna. Come on on, Kenna.
Hi, Robin.
Hi.
I just wanted to ask you guys, I've been thinking a lot about how to help other people stop creating the fear around when they start something new. And my solution is just internally, all you really can do is create a space around yourself of peace. And then you can be excited, but you have to stop creating the fear.
Right.
And I just wondered how you guys had anything to add about that, or in relation to homesteading.
Yeah, for me, fear is something for me that is a motivator. Fear is just the unknown. Okay, so that's why we're in fear, because if it's something that we're not, that we don't know about, then we tend to back away from it. So for me, again, it is an obstacle that uses my soul. It tests me and it guides me. And I'm not afraid of fear. It takes me a little bit to step into it, but when I do, there's always something really good at the other end. So I just say people look at fear as another experience, a journey, and embrace it. Don't let it hold you back from doing what you want.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said. Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
And I ask this question because a lot of times when you speak out loud the solution that you think it may be, the answer will show up. So what you're referring to, would you mind sharing that with us? It'd probably help the callers or listeners right now. And maybe you'll get the answer from yourself.
The only way to stop being afraid is to stop creating what makes you afraid and face it head on. And then you realize that there is nothing that you could ever not do. Because
All
you're
right.
creating everything around you, your whole experience.
You're absolutely right.
Correct.
Yeah, I like it.
You're creating it instantly through We realize that we're spirit first here, right? We're spirit first here. And we're living
Exactly.
a human experience. And we can have absolutely everything that we want and need right here and right now. All we have to do is ask for it. And then once we ask for it from our heart space, Q always said, do everything from your heartfelt intentions. And when you do this, it will work out 100% of the time. 100% of the time. If you listen to the next show on being inspired, I'm going to have a few examples. We got a lot more time to share there. And that's really what that show is really about. But I love Robin to death, and I'm glad we got on these topics. You're exactly right. This is just an experience for you to remember who you are and how you can create this reality for yourself instantly through your heart. This is quantum energy. Thank you, thank you, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so real quick, we don't have time to go into the other clips. So I have some exciting news for everyone. I am going to bring a guest on next show, and he is the host of the Global Freedom Report, and he is also the author of The American Sovereign: How to Live Free from Government Regulation, which is his number one book on the sovereignty in the world. So for 35 years, he has been successful teaching people how to be free, or how to free themselves from government regulation, protect their property, and reduce or eliminate their liabilities and taxes. So teaching freedom from government, as the founding fathers, is his intention. So he will be on the show next week. His name is Brent Johnson. I'm meeting with the producer on Tuesday meeting with him Tuesday to chat with him about what he's going to bring to the table for all of us. So I'm pretty excited about that. What do you think about that, Shane, huh? Our first guest or second.
I love it. I
Yeah.
love it.
So it'll be pretty exciting. And we didn't get to go talk about the BLM for the new listeners, but we will jump on that next week. And well, let's see how much time. I think we have time for one more clip. Let's do it.
I'm going to read the declaration that right now. So basically, what we were talking about is this is it's reflection of the Constitution of the United States. And it's
Absolutely.
the spirit of life pulsing through every being of light represents the foundation of the original United States Constitution. The grace of our Creator moving through our forefathers formed this sacred covenant. To govern is to direct. The director of life can only be the spirit within each individual, in alignment with the natural laws of the universe. That is the key word, the natural laws of the universe. The United States Constitution was written for the people, for the spirit, from what's in you, what lies in your heart, what you're guided to do, to ensure the people are the directors of their own lives by law, by manifestation, by creating from your highest excitement through love and compassion for others. Life must abide by these natural laws to enforce our human rights. True justice, domestic tranquility, common defense, general welfare, and the blessings of liberty for all. No true man or woman alive in honor would resist or refuse these basic freedoms for humanity, for we are born in great love and reverence for each other. To once again hold our divinity and majesty as the center of our reality. We reverse the dark spell that has correlated consciousness away, corralled, I'm sorry, corralled consciousness away from its true path. Embracing the intrinsic sovereignty of creation, we re-engage with the natural laws of our universe. Life is renewed as we unify in unconditional love, celebrating a world created for the people by the radiant light which within each spirit. So, With that being said, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and the government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. I don't believe in the nation under God. I live in an experience of the nation with God, because that's who I walk with every day. And once people realize that God is within our heart, nothing else matters.
That's beautiful.
So,
Doesn't
thank you.
that declaration just inspire you? It just like the freedom is just speaking out. And by just reading that the other day, it just like inspired me so much more that I am so on the right path on assisting others with navigating through this process. So just beautiful.
Just
Thank you so much.
beautiful.
All right, that was awesome, Shane. I love that part. I walk with God. Beautiful. All right, everyone. Thank you, Shane, so much for joining. I love you.
Thank
And
you.
yes, and we'll do it again next week. And on that note, thank you for joining us on PRQ Homesteading Expanded, where as a conscious collective, we awaken together every day, reclaim our connection to the land, and walk each other home together. Bam. Have a great Saturday.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you.